Hey everybody, welcome back to Fat Girl Reacts. Today we're going to talk about another diet that personally hasn't worked out too well for me, and that's calorie restriction. This is just kind of a general term for a whole bunch of things out there that they all kind of call themselves something different, but it comes down to just calorie restriction, basic what you take in, what you put out. It's also called the starvation diet. You can also kind of do it on MyFitnessPal, which is probably the most popular thing. There's Spark People, which is my favorite because MyFitnessPal, again, most of what you're going to find down there is a lot of prepackaged processed foods or foods from chain restaurants. Whereas Spark People gave you a lot more flexibility as far as being able to include homemade dishes without having to enter every single ingredient. Because that gets old pretty quick. But then you're never 100% sure the math is right on those. So at least for me, when I break it down by ingredient, I'm never quite sure I've got everything in there just right. But that's, again, just me. I noticed yesterday I forgot to do my tea of the day. Yesterday I just had regular green tea without the ginger in it, and it was lovely just to have a nice simple cup of green tea to start my day, and that was fantastic. Today I'm doing black tea that I'm having as iced tea. I basically just made sun tea. I take this clear, reusable water bottle, put a couple cheap black tea bags in it, and set it out on my porch for a few hours for the sun to go through it, and then just pour it over ice. And that's sun tea. That way I don't even have to start up the stovetop. I just let the sun do the steeping for me. So, calorie restriction. Again, many, many different things that people call this, many, many different apps you can use to assist you in it, which these days, I mean, I've got to say, if you're going to do a calorie restriction situation, God bless all those apps because it's awful to have to like keep an actual journal. I remember because I'm old, right? I mean, I say old. I was a kid in the 90s and late 80s. So I remember friends and family members before everybody had a phone in their pocket. Which was not till I was about halfway through college. I remember well having friends and family members who were trying to lose weight who would have an actual paper journal with lined paper and have to write down every single thing they ate, do the math, and figure out how many calories they had eaten versus how many they wanted to have for the day. Now you can almost always find an app that will do all that for you, and it's fabulous. If you're gonna do this type of diet, now is the time to do it because you have so many tools at your disposal. This method, though, does operate kind of on a situation of the more you want to lose weight, the more you cut more calories out of your diet. And if you've listened to almost any podcast or done any research on any other form of weight loss, you'll notice that the major flaw with this plan is that deep calorie restriction does tend to slow your metabolism. So the more you cut those calories to lose weight, the more you're going to have to cut them to keep losing weight. So you may start with, let's say you're doing a standard American diet, you're getting about 2,000 calories a day. So to lose some weight, you start by cutting it down to about 1,600. Well, that'll work for a while, but our bodies are very efficient at finding a new homeostasis. In other words, they're really, really good at cutting corners and getting to be better and better at what they do, including surviving on less fuel. And so eventually, that 1,500 that you were losing weight on eventually just becomes your maintenance calorie amount. And you start cruising by, you're not losing any weight, but you're not gaining any. But you have, say, another 20 or 30 pounds to lose. So you take another cut out of your calorie cup. So now you're down to 1,200. This again works for so many odd pounds until your body gets used to it and learns to operate efficiently on 1,200 calories. And then you have to cut again, which is why almost every diet that is not the calorie restriction diet calls it the starvation diet because every time you want to drop to another weight loss bracket, you have to cut another huge chunk of calories out, and it just slows your metabolism more and more and more and makes it harder and harder and harder for you to lose weight next time. Eventually, then, when you've lost the amount of weight you want to lose, your metabolism is so impaired that then you can't go back to eating in any kind of normal way for maintenance weight because your metabolism is so slow that then you've got to continue eating your 1,000 calories a day, not to lose weight, but just to keep from gaining. And nobody, you know, everybody can diet for a few months. Nobody can do it forever. And so this is one of the biggest struggles I'm running into looking at all of these different diets, is it's hard to find something that will work for you long term. And with the amount of weight that I have to lose, about 100 pounds, it needs to be something that I'm going to be able to hang on to long term. I can't fix what's been done in 2 weeks. You know, I spent so much time worrying about everybody else that I didn't take care of myself for years, and now I have years of damage to undo, and it will probably take years to do it. As my dietitian said, and my nutritionist, with another weight loss program I did, it took you years to get this way. You're not going to fix it overnight. Now, I especially notice that my body adapts to these calorie decreases very, very quickly. I'll lose about 10 pounds on a calorie restriction, and then I won't lose anything more. So I've got to cut again and again and again. And I don't know, my body's just very adaptable, very efficient at switching modes, very efficient at holding on to calories. What is that joke on Facebook? When other people go running and they just lose weight, I always envy them because when I start running, my body goes, "Ooh, are we running from the English again, lass? Don't worry, I'll keep you plump as a partridge until we escape." And that's kind of how my body is too. The harder I try to lose weight, the harder my body tries to hang on to it. I don't know if it's my Celtic roots, I'm just meant to be stocky or what, but classically, these starvation diets. Constant tracking again, just like with Weight Watchers. And again, it's something that is teaching you food fear yet again. And it's something that just is almost impossible to maintain over long term. And with the amount of weight I've got to lose, we need to be looking at that long term, unfortunately. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Tomorrow we're going to cover the Atkins diet. So it'll be probably pretty similar to keto, but I look forward to talking about it with you, my friends, and have a wonderful day.